Shut up and sit down.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. Are you guys hearing that Biden is threatening to send people out from the government going door to door to make sure that we've gotten our vaccine? To say, hey, have you gotten your vaccine? If not, we can go ahead and give it to you now. Really? Well, if that happens, I'm going to, you know, they're going to come to my door and I'm just going to slam the door in their face. Maybe tell them to screw themselves. Tell them they're trespassing. Tell them no soliciting. You know, maybe something, whatever comes to my mind at that time. What do you guys think about it? Go to theuncensoredvoice@usa.com or rickymidnight@usa.com. And send me an email. Or if you want to actually get a voice message out there, go to anchor.fm/theuncensoredvoice. Click on message. It's a 30-second message. And actually, I will play your message of where your voice can be heard all over the world, actually. And we'll see what you have to say. If you're for the vaccine or if you're against the vaccine. Now, if you're for the vaccine, I can understand why you'd be for it. I'm not. But I can understand why you'd be for it. But why are you for forcing others to take the vaccine? I mean, who are you or who is the government to tell free people they have to take this vaccine? Period. You understand? So, and that's where I draw the line. That's where I have the problem. They don't have the right to force me to take it. We are not in a communist country. I know a lot of the millennials think, hey, let's be in a communist country. Let's try it out. Let's just see what it's like. Maybe we'll like being under a communist regime. Well, I don't, and I know what it's like because I know about history. I read the USSR. How many people under the age of 32 know what the USSR was? And don't look it up and say you knew what about it was. Do you remember about what it was because of history? If you don't, then it doesn't count. And hey, guys, did you hear about the boy who was shot or struck in the back of the head, a 17-year-old kid? Was struck in the back of the head by a bullet because of a road rage incident. His dad and the driver of the other vehicle got into a road rage incident. They exchanged hand gestures. They probably told each other that they were number one. And apparently the vehicle followed the dad with the son and his uncle, which is the dad's brother, in the vehicle. And the guy started opening fire and hit the boy in the back of the head. Boy is on life support as of now. But don't take that as a reason to ban guns or ban cars, because a car is what made this possible. Him having a gun is not what the road rage incident was about. Him having a car and ticking off the other person for, you know, cutting him off or what have you, not because he had a bigger gun or didn't have a gun. So the main reason why this happened was because the guy was an angry asshole with a gun and shot him. And he also had a car. So if we're going to ban guns because of this, then we need to also ban cars. So let's just all start walking or riding bicycles or go back to the horse and buggy. Hey guys, in other news, I was also noticing that the San Antonio airport is offering COVID vaccine shots. Now, I, for one, am not going to get a shot, and I never will get a shot. And if anybody tries to make me get the shot, they're not going to come out on the winning side. But they are offering them. And if you want to go out of the country, I guess you're going to need it, right? So it's there. And hey guys, I was looking at the news here and it said there are 10 main reasons why you should visit Austin. It'd be a great place to visit. And I kind of don't agree with it, but let me just read these off to you here. Austin has live music. There's Austin City Limits. Now, I like that. Yes, Austin has Austin City Limits. And there's over 250 live music venues in Austin area. So I think that's pretty cool. But Austin is very well known for their music. Problem is, Austin decided to defund the police and their crime rate has skyrocketed. So that's going to be a downside, right? That's going to be a no-go for me. Not just because of the Austin traffic. Ugh, hate that crap. South Congress, let's see, Austin also has the Bats. Let's see here. The Bats are off South Congress, underneath the South Congress Bridge. Home to over 1.5 million Brazilian bats, free tail bats. I've never actually gone there, even though I've been living in San Antonio for 45 plus years, I have never gone there. It's just right up the road, but that's also another thing. 6th Street is a party street downtown Austin, which is great. The food's pretty good there. Let's see here. They got Zilker Park. I've never been to that park, even though I actually used to live in Bastrop, which is just right up the road from Austin. And let's see here. South by Southwest, which is another music venue. They have the Capitol Building. I've been to the Capitol Building several times. It's actually really neat. It's a piece of history. You can see about all the past governors and past mayors of the cities and stuff. It's actually a pretty neat place to go. The only downside is they defunded the police, so crime has gone skyrocketing there. So don't get caught there after dark. Don't get caught there between, I'd say, 11 and 2 because you're caught in traffic, 12 o'clock traffic. And don't get caught there after 4 to 6 because you'll be caught in traffic again. And then don't get caught there between 6:30 and maybe 9 because you'll be caught in morning traffic. But other than that, it's great. And they have Canyon Lake, which is actually really nice. Don't get me wrong, Austin's pretty. As long as you can overlook all the bums living there underneath 35, Austin is pretty. And like I said, I worked there for a while, and I lived in Bastrop, which is just outside of Austin. I lived there on Bergstrom Air Force Base. For all you younger folks, Bergstrom is now an international airport, but it actually used to be an Air Force base back in the 70s and 80s and before. So that's what Bergstrom Air Force Base is. It's not just it wasn't built to be a international airport. It was built for an Air Force base. That's why they had a runway. You know, Selena's murderer, Yolanda Saldivar, is actually eligible for parole in 2025. I was also taking a look at this one here. Man allegedly runs over a woman because she didn't wash his clothes, and he is now on the run. Victim told deputies that she and Garcia were arguing after Garcia got upset because the victim didn't wash his clothes. According to a report, Garcia allegedly became violent and strangled her in the bedroom and threatened her with a knife. Again, didn't wash his clothes. Okay. The victim was able to get away, and Garcia ran her over with a car. She ran to the front yard and he ran her over. She's in the hospital and she's expected to make a full recovery. But so all these great things are happening in our city. Let me ask you this one question. I'll leave you with this. If Black Lives Matter can riot downtown San Antonio, tear up buildings and loot stores and other businesses and get away with it scot-free, not one person's arrested, to my knowledge, not one person's arrested or punished, how come you can't do that? How come you're not allowed to loot a store? Because if you do, you get arrested and you get a record, right? You have to be a member of Black Lives Matter to do it? I don't know. So think about that. Remember, this is Ricky Midnight. God bless America and God bless Texas.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.